WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Had I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. You tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live. Apparently, yeah, we have a lot of things to get into.
We do. We have news. We have notes. We are going to be talking about Monday Night Raw because we did not do a show on Monday. But we have to report probably the biggest news of the week, definitely for the day. And this one sort of came as a shock. We have the unfortunate duty of reporting to everybody that Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71. And this, I wouldn't say year. I wouldn't go year. We're only about halfway through. It's maybe the shocking news of the year so far. We're not done. Anyway, the news of the death has been met with, I believe, a mixed reaction. I think that is a good way to put that.
I mean, there's been a lot of positive about it, like people talking in high praise and stuff of Hulk Hogan. There's a lot to kind of digest about him personally over the last few years. He's done some things that kind of make you question things. But when you separate, if you separate Hulk Hogan and Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan meant a lot to a lot of people. He was the face of people's childhoods. He He kind of he transcended sports entertainment and became, he was the first big mega star who transcended outside of wrestling into Hollywood.
One brain.
He became the icon for a generation. Were his movies great? No. It's good to be real. His movies weren't great. But I don't think they were ever meant to be. They were a platform to grow. But for a lot of people, he was the guy who got people interested in professional wrestling. He was the big deal. He opened the door for Dwayne and Cena, Batista, Steve Austin, and everyone else who's ever gone out into the acting world. Because if it wasn't for Hogan, Piper wouldn't have done it. None of them would have done it because the door would have never been opened. He was the crossover star wrestling needed, the world needed at the time. Hulkamania ran wild, brother, which is wild. And like, he was someone who, when you say professional wrestling, not even WWE, just professional wrestling, you go Hulk Hogan. He's the face. Someone said it, I don't remember who, but it rang true. He's the logo. And when you say that, it's like when you think of basketball, you think of the logo they have, and it's so recognizable. But for wrestling, Hulk Hogan's that. He's the logo of the sport. People will always know him, and he's synonymous with wrestling. Because everyone does the Hogan arm flex, or does the cup to the ear, brother. And he changed an industry.
He defined one,
but he also changed it when Hulkamania was running, ripping off the shirt is the Hogan move. When Hulkamania was running wild and then was dying off in the mid 90s, he changed the business. The NWO was born and he was the center of it. NWO for life. The greatest good guy in entertainment became the greatest bad guy in entertainment. It spawned a generation, and then he kept going.
And then he didn't stop.
He couldn't stop, but because none of them could at that point. He became a reality TV star with Hogan Knows Best. Crazy to think about.
He defined an era for TNA.
He did.
Still don't miss doing those recaps.
Brother, 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 brother. Let me tell you something, brother, 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 brother.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's weird. It's weird that he's passed. Strange.
It was very unexpected. Like, there were rumors of him being in the hospital, I think a couple weeks ago or last week or something like that.
For the last month. And it's been for like the last month or so, because we mentioned it in our group chat that it, like, hey, this is what's going on, but all denying it.
Yeah, they were like, oh, he's there for like a back procedure, or he's having some other health problem. But like, I think it was Bubba the Love Sponge that came out and basically said, the writing's on the wall. It's really imminent. And like, sure enough, today happened. But it's still shocking because essentially Hogan is my dad's age. And I can't imagine, and I still consider my dad relatively young. I can't imagine losing my dad at this age. Like, that would just be devastating to me. So I feel very much for his family. I feel for his children. I'm sorry that they've lost their father. I'm sure this is a very difficult time for his family. So I send my condolences to them wholeheartedly, because it's never easy to lose someone that you love very much. Just to kind of talk about how big this is, like, because we were talking about how he transcended the industry, how he defined the industry. He was pop culture in the 90s. He defined it in the 90s. Hulk Hogan, everybody in the 90s, whether you were a wrestling fan or not, you knew who Hulk Hogan was. And to this day, people still know who he is. My dad, who is not into professional wrestling at all, called me about this. I logged on to calls at work today, and they were talking about Hulk Hogan. That's how much he like transcended industry and business and culture and everything. Because even people who are not wrestling fans today remember being kids and remember Hulk Hogan as kids. And like, one person was talking about how they had the Hulk Hogan version of the Stretch Armstrong as a kid. It's on that level. Like, when they say when he has the tagline, the immortal Hulk Hogan, they're not kidding, because that legacy will carry forward for him for at least the rest of our lives. I don't know afterwards, because legacies are funny like that. But as a character, I'm not talking about the person, I am talking about the character that will carry forward. Do I think the legacy could be tarnished by the person? Yes.
Yeah.
Because there are things there that I personally don't agree with. I did not know him as an individual, so I don't want to make comment on his character or who he was as a person. But there were statements made and there were actions taken and there were just things that happened that I personally don't agree with and I don't care for. And so therefore, I can't praise him for.
And to be fair, some of it was behind closed doors we should have never heard.
Some of it was behind closed doors we never should have heard, but through the internet and tell-all interviews, we got it.
And sex
tapes. And sex tapes. Oh, God. The sex tape. But, like, as a character, he is owed a round of thanks because he did so much for the wrestling industry. Good, bad, or indifferent, because he did do some bad. There was the whole steroids thing that happened in the 90s, but he defined wrestling in the 90s. He defined pop culture in the 90s, and he continued to carry that legacy forward into the new millennium and into 2025. And honestly, I don't approve of it, but I do understand that seeing every opportunity that you have and taking every opportunity that you have. I don't agree with stepping over people or stepping on people to do it, but I can appreciate, you know, his drive and his ambition. Maybe not the way he did it, because he came up when the business was not the best and not the easiest.
No.
And not the most renowned.
No.
And he came up in a time where it was hard work. And between him and Andre and many others, they helped to put it on the map. So
yeah, so it's shocking when it happened. It's sad when it happens. It's a blow to the world because he's Hulk Hogan. Love him, hate him, indifferent. You know him.
Like I said, especially in today's day and age, what's really nice is that his stories have been recorded. And I say this every time we lose someone, but we need to go back and we need to record these histories of people. And that's steadily becoming a thing where these docuseries or these bio series are being made, and people, these wrestlers from the 80s and the 90s are getting to tell their stories and they're getting to share their pasts.
Yes.
Right? It's like what Undertaker is doing with his podcast. I absolutely love that he does that, because it's not only him sharing his stories, it's him collecting stories from other people, both from days past and from present. And I feel like that's a really important thing for the wrestling industry as a whole, to capture what it was like before WWE really took over everything. Capture the territory days, capture how hard it was, but also capture how fun it was. Like, get all of that information. So we have that. We have that history of pro wrestling. And so it does make me happy that his history was recorded and we do have it. Again, it's a good, bad, or different thing what's in the history. So you take it as you leave it. But a lot of people did lose their childhood hero today. And that sucks.
It does.
That really, really sucks.
It really does. It sucks for like, it's the closing of a generation. Mm-hmm. It's like the end of that book. There's not many left in from that generation. But he was the biggest name left. And it's kind of a blow. Everyone
and
will
then
go
you start
to
look.
Go ahead.
And then you start to look at the next generation and you go, oh God.
Well, the next generation kind of had their moment with the drugs and kind of took people early. So it's the generation after. Anyway, doesn't matter. You look at how we're
hide Sean. Are. That's what I'm saying. Hide Sean.
Yeah, but like Hogan slamming Andre Giant will go down in history as the biggest moment in wrestling, or one of the biggest. It's the most iconic that you see in every highlight pack. In every highlight package you see, that's in there.
Oh yeah, that's totally in there. I think the turn too, though, like the turn of Hulk Hogan from the babyface, as you mentioned, to heel Hogan.
That's a huge moment, but it's not the moment that gets replayed. It's the most replayable moment. is the slam.
I'll give you that one, yeah.
It's in every video package. It's in every promotional thing. Hogan, and now we'll never know. Did he weigh 900 pounds at the time? Was it in front of 200,000 people? Or was it in 60,000? Was it in the Silver Dome or wherever? It doesn't matter. The legend will grow.
Damn, if only we had a video record of it.
Of what it was, because the story, every time he grew, and the legend of the slam grew. In front of 93,000 or 200,000, he weighed 600 pounds. And, you know, I didn't know I was going to do it or whatever it was, because the story always changed, brother. But, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, sad times.
Very, very, very sad times. Rock and I were talking before the show. This has been a bad week. This week can go. Thank you for coming, but there's the door. There's Friday. Please exit the door. So yeah, with that, we are going to take a very quick break because there's really no good way to transition from this to the news. So we're going to let everybody take a chance to reset. We're going to grab some water.
Do we have time to grab water? Let the good times roll.
Kane Kittens just subscribed for 30 months.
Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, Brent. Appreciate you.
Before we go, chat, we good now? Music wise.
Oh, yes, check it.
I think we're good now. Anyway, yes, you have time to grab water.
Okay, all right. So when we come back, we're going to be doing news, and then we'll take another break, and then we're going to be talking about Monday Night Raw. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what
they didn't like,
and
what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RecRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back with the news. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Take a breath. And we're going to start off with WWE, and that is the WWE and Fandango. No, not that Fandango. Not the dancing one. The ticket one.
Fandango. Fandango.
I beg your finest pardon. Fandango, not that Fandango. No, no. It's Fandango.
Fandango. Let's stretch it out longer.
Anyway, the nation's leading online movie ticketer announced today that the first ever two-night SummerSlam taking place at MetLife Stadium in Jersey will screen live in Regal Cinemas across the U.S. Saturday, August 2nd.
Sunday, August 3rd. Is it William Regal Cinemas or just Regal Cinemas?
I think it's just Regal Cinemas. Sadly, we don't have any. Can you imagine a William Regal Cinema, though?
I mean, could it be a thing somewhere in England?
It would actually be kind of. But it would be Stephen Regal. It wouldn't be William Regal. It would be Stephen Regal.
A real man's man.
A real man's man. Stephen Regal, everybody. Anyway, the SummerSlam Theater experience marks the launch of a multi-event collaboration between WWE and Fandango. Regal Cinemas will serve as the anchor exhibition partner for SummerSlam 2025, with additional exhibitors expected to join for future WWE premium live events. WWE is one of the most electrifying global entertainment brands, and its events deserve to be experienced on the big screen, said William McIntosh, president of
Fandango. She doesn't even try any longer. It's just...
We're thrilled to work with WWE and Regal Cinemas to bring the action-packed SummerSlam 2025 cinema presentation to fans nationwide. Fans can choose two ticket options to experience the cinematic SummerSlam spectacle on the big screen. Options include a single-night ticket, either for Saturday or Sunday, or a two-night bundle that includes access to both screenings and an exclusive t-shirt available in partnership with Fanatics. You get a shirt, y'all!
It's like you're at the show, you get a shirt.
But do you get a chair?
You don't get a chair, you but you get a shirt. So
wait, do any of the Regal Cinemas have like the dining experience, like the food? y'all know what I'm talking about?
It's been a minute since I've been to a...
Do we even have one around here? I have no idea. I'm sure we do.
Maybe?
We do. Oh, the closest one's like way the fuck up there. No, thank you. Or wait, is there one closer? Oh, it's over there. Anyway, I don't think they have the fancy dining experience. No, this one might, because it looks hoity-toity.
Yeah, that's the other thing to do where you get the full dining thing. But yeah,
WWE... They have the comfy seats, though.
But WWE and Fandango. Good partnership.
Y'all, they have a full-service bar at this movie theater.
There you go.
There's a full-service bar. Good lord. Anyway, yeah, I think I will stay home as well and just watch it on Peacock because I can wear my jammies. I mean, technically, I could wear them in the theater, but absolutely nobody wants to see that. So I think I will just stay home and watch it. But if you are interested, you can go to
the Fandango website and find out more information.
Yes. Tickets are on sale right now, and it is listed as PG and a 4-hour event. So,
So six. It starts go crazy. At six, go nuts. Eastern, so it's 4 hours. Is that six Eastern? All right, we're on there around 10. All right, I like it. Six to like, 10. All right. All right, live the Rack Special SummerSlam review day one, 10 Eastern. I'm here for it. Done by 11. Hey.
I only drink out if I don't have to drive home. It just. You have to understand, it's like more shocking to me that there is a bar in a movie theater, because when I was growing up as a kid, that would never have been a thing.
No.
That was not a thing when I was a kid at all. Like, you couldn't get the full service dining experience. You couldn't get a bar. Like, you could barely sneak food into the theater. You could do it, but they checked. And so, like, just the concept that there's, like, a full-service bar in a movie theater. A regular movie theater. Not one of the, like, the uber-fancy ones that's, like, the dinner and a show kind of thing. Where they have, like, the couches or whatever. Because they have those... They have that here, too. But, yeah. Like, it's just a regular standard movie theater and they have a bar in it. It's just insane. My child of the 90s brain is getting blown. Anyway, moving on to AEW, Wrestle Dream will be Saturday, October 18th at the Chaffetz Arena in St. Louis. Tickets will be on sale on July 28th, so go buy your stuff.
So, yeah, it's the first time it's out of the Northwest, in Seattle, from Seattle. It's now in St. Louis, so go get your tickets now or on Tuesday for Wrestle Dream. Should be fun.
Ding! Enjoy. Alex Windsor is now officially All Elite, so congratulations to them.
Yes, it's Will Ospreay's better half. Me and Brent figured that out a couple weeks ago. It's like, oh, that's who that was. So I was like, oh, okay, that's who she is. I was like, congrats to her. And she's getting a title match or something on Saturday. So she's now part of the company. I think she's getting an ROH title match on Saturday or Eliminator match or something. I don't know. If Brent's here, he would tell me. But yeah, so congrats to her.
Congrats to her indeed. Moving on to TNA. We have TNA Bound for Glory. It's going to be in Lowell, Massachusetts on October 12th. Tickets should be on sale shortly.
And it'll be the night you see for the last time ever Team 3D, a.k.a. the Dudley Boys, taking on the Hardys. One last match. As announced at... Huh?
They're not going to be stupid, are they?
Someone's getting a table. And yeah, it's for the Arch title. But... Yeah, so TNA Bound for Glory, Lowell, Massachusetts. It should be a show.
Can we talk about how wild that is that we're getting the Hardys and Dudleys in 2025 and Edge and Christian are getting ready to reunite again?
It's interesting. I'm surprised Devon's going to be in a match. But
I was going to say, I thought he was retired due to medical reasons.
But apparently he's lost 85 pounds thanks to DDP yoga and DDP.
Oh, good for him.
So, but yeah, he's had issues, and this will be his last time. Because he still runs a wrestling school, so he's been getting in the ring a little bit. So, Hopefully he'll be okay.
Well, because I'm trying to think when was the last time Bubba wrestled.
A couple weeks ago, a month ago.
Okay, so he's still been relatively active.
He does.
Because I didn't think he still did the wrestling thing. I thought he only did, like, the radio show now.
He does indies from every now and again, so.
Okay.
Also... Our discussion topic of what was going to be until things happened and we were talking Raw in a minute. AJ Styles appeared in TNA Wrestling for the first time in 11 years. Everyone wanted him to do one more match. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But he put over the X Division. He put over Leon Slater. Fun time was had by all.
It is totally your fault, Matt. You jinxed it. No, it was nice.
But that's not why we're talking Raw. That was for other reasons.
Yeah, that was for personal reasons. It was good to see AJ finally, just really quickly, finally make his return to TNA, because I know that one has been, like, long anticipated, and especially with the partnership between WWE and TNA, like, I think a lot of people thought he was going to be one of the first ones to go over.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it, and so they saved it for something very special, which I can appreciate, and they hyped it up appropriately, and it was good to see... It was good to see AJ come back, but what was crazy was they used his old Tron, like his original Tron, so you see him when he was like 20.
He used the old music.
But you see him when he's like 20, and then you see like who, like him now standing in front of it, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah. It takes you back a little.
Like, damn. Like, it was a cool nostalgia moment. It was really cool. Hopefully he will do one more match in TNA. We'll see.
Maybe. I mean, there's plenty of time. I think there's plenty of time, and I think you wait for the right moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I wouldn't rush into it, because he's not retiring anytime soon, or at least not yet. So I would wait. But yeah, so that was the news. Just take a break.
Yeah, so when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Monday Night Raw. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Show respect to the other guy. I let him know there's another way. Learn to find your own way. every Sunday night. The evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You're listening to five times NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Our Night Appears, and this is the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Rack, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RecordShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or right here on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. Yes, we have fancy new graphics the producer has been producing.
Yeah, when we redid OBS, we got new graphics.
So, ta-da! New graphics. And we are here to talk about Monday Night Raw, because unfortunately I was not able to talk about it due to personal reasons that I'm not going to get into. This was a very, very good show. This was a fun show.
It was a fun show. We had some bangers after bangers after bangers on this show, including the banger himself, Sheamus, taking on Rusev.
You know, I really won't complain about these two fighting. I know we've seen it before. I know it's not the biggest feud. I know it's not the loudest feud. But, like, I will take these two because they just put on a fun match.
They do.
It was physical. It was hard-hitting. They were yelling at each other a lot. Like, Sheamus wanted Rusev to hit him harder. He said, thank you, Daddy, may I have another. Like, this is just good. This was fun.
Pretty much. It was a fun match. Sheamus got the win, Rusev's first singles loss since returning. So we'll probably get a round three here at some point. But this was good. Very enjoyable.
I won't mind that.
We found out who will be the new number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles. It was the New Day taking on the Creed Brothers, taking on Joaquin Wild and Cruz del Toro of the LWO. And when everyone thought it would be New Day, it was not the New Day. When everyone thought it was the Creed Brothers, it was not the Creed Brothers.
Nope.
It was Joaquin Wild and the Cruz del Toro of the LWO. Good match.
Very good match. Very entertaining. We had an El Grande Americano Latte sighting. He got involved in the match at one point trying to help the Creed Brothers. And well, the Creed Brothers did not appreciate that at all. And they paid the price for it. They got a little beat up along with our latte. Which effectively kind of took them out of the match. I'm really happy that they did not, and I don't mean this offensively, that they did not go with the New Day, just because I'm enjoying the funeral antics and the morning antics very much. Like, they had a photo shoot, the New Day did, in their morning look. They pulled Bray's chair out of storage for it. Because Xavier's sitting in the chair. And I was like, how dare you, but you look so fabulous. Because he did, like, they do, they look really fabulous. But I'm digging the whole shtick. Like, it's really good. It's really, really good. It's really entertaining. And I'm happy that they're giving the LWO a shot. You know?
Because, like, no offense to the Creed brothers or the New Day, but it's like, put somebody new in there. Put somebody different in there. And they did.
They sure did. It was Karrion Kross and Sami Zayn one more time. This time Karrion Kross got the win after giving him the big old pipe to the midsection.
And Karrion had a bloody nose.
He did have a bloody nose from something in the match. But yeah, another good match. They're now tied 1-1. So this was, I think, Karrion's first win on a main TV show in a while. So good for him.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been a minute.
Yeah, the feud will continue. Sami came in injured. But, he, you know, Sami's a fighter. So there you go.
Sami did well selling the injury, and then Scarlett did a nice job introducing the pipe and then running the distraction on the referee so Karrion could use the pipe. I'm still not necessarily digging this feud, but the match was good.
Stephanie Vaquer was being interviewed, and Chelsea Green's name was brought up, but then Naomi quickly interrupted, and, you know, they said they would meet at a clash in Paris, and Vaquer said only if Naomi survives, and then kind of added a little kind of... put a little earworm in her ear about, you know, about Io Sky. Kind of put that earworm out there. And then eventually it would lead to Stephanie Vaquer taking on
Io Sky.
Io Sky. Good match. Really good match.
This is fantastic.
So, yeah. It's a really good match. Neither woman will get the win. We'll probably get it again. The last time they met, we didn't get a winner. This time again, we did not get a winner. When Piper Niven and Alba Fire showed up, Chelsea Green would show up. Io and Stephanie would team up to try to battle them. Naomi would show up, shoving Io into Stephanie. The Rhea Ripley came out, helped clear the ring.
So we seem to be building to a little six person here. I'm seeing the future. I can see the future. Maybe. And number one, if Stephanie and Rhea and Io all team together, my ovaries will not survive. I will likely become pregnant from it, and that's okay. That's fine. I'll accept my fate. But I'm totally fine with that becoming a thing.
I mean, that could possibly happen. I think Stephanie may have other partners coming, or at least a partner coming.
It's plausible, yes.
At some point. Maybe two. Maybe look, but you can't touch. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that one goes. But yeah, it's a really good match.
I don't mean this to be mean, but I would rather have Io and Rhea, if you want to be completely honest.
But if you were to put it on SummerSlam, Io and Rhea,
I would still rather have Io and Rhea and Stephanie.
But they're kind of busy. That was the point. If you're putting it on SummerSlam, Io and Rhea have other important matters to deal with. Just saying.
They can do two matches. It's fine.
They could. They won't, but they could. let's see. Oh yeah, Grayson Waller said him and Abe and Austin Theory broke up.
Very sad. Anyway.
And he wants to be a part of the New Day, so that happened.
And the New Day were like, nah, we're good, man.
Becky Lynch came to the ring. She wanted some appreciation put on her name. She said she could be at the premiere of her new movie, but instead she's in Houston. She called out Lyra. Lyra came out. She said this will be their trilogy, and it would end at SummerSlam. She said, recall saying they would never challenge. She would never challenge for a title again if she lost the match to Lyra. And then challenged Lyra to do the same thing. Lyra does. But she also called for the match to have no limits, no DQs, and there must be a winner.
So it's a Texas death match.
Not quite. Oh. Becky said Lyra had disrespect of her, but she would not let her disrespect the gravitas of this match. She said she would be the bigger person again. Requested Lyra raise her hand. Lyra thought about it, but let Becky charged at her. They started a fight. Bayley came down, setting up the women's tag team title match of all things. Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez taking on Lyra, Valkyrie, and Bayley for the tag team titles. Really good match again. Becky showed up, pulled Lyra off the thing, leaving Bayley alone. Bayley's losing streak continued. Also, in this match, AJ Styles showed up to check on Dom. AJ had been stalking Dom throughout the night in different scenarios. Once as a valet, yes. Once as a medic, you know, always keeping an eye on him, making sure he wants to see him get cleared. But this matchup was really good.
Yeah, this match was fun. You're seeing the New Day continuing, or not the New Day, excuse me, the Judgment Day, wrong day, continuing to gel between Roxanne and Raquel. And they're working much better together. The addition of Dom helped. Like, they're becoming a cohesive unit, which is good for them, but it's not good for later on down the line. I kind of really am, like, liking the addition of Roxanne to this group. No offense to Liv, but Roxanne brings just a little bit something different to it. Mm-hmm. And I don't quite know what it is, but I like it just a little bit better. I don't know if she's bringing a little bit more, like, grit or edge to it or attitude or what have you. But she's doing something for me that I really like in this group, and maybe it's just her character just fits so well into it. But I like the match. I thought the match was really, really good. And, of course, the chaos of, you know, the end of the match was fantastic.
Adam Pearce has been forcing Dom's hand all night, making sure he gets cleared to get out, check out in the trainer's room. They finally got the paperwork, but it was that we'll get the decision soon. Dom attacked AJ from behind, said he's medically cleared, and we'll see AJ Styles at SummerSlam.
The chase of AJ Styles to Dominic in the different, like, ways he's been trying to get to him is great. And just being that constant reminder of, cleared yet? Hey, bud, you cleared yet? You good? You good? You good? You good? And then Dominic gets to jump on him was just chef's kiss. Like, it was so good. It was so, so good. I loved everything about it.
CM Punk opened up Monday Night Raw, talked about winning the gauntlet last week, said Gunther is one of the best wrestlers in the world, but he couldn't promise a win, but vowed he would not quit and give everything in his body that he has to fight for the world heavyweight title. He has 2 weeks to prepare, but he says it's not like any other wrestler or any other challenge. He is the best in the world. Punk said before he said that, he talked more about, like, you know, I'm CM Punk. I'm the best in the world. I can do this at any point. He reminded himself who he is. Then he was interrupted by Gunther. They had a stare down. Fans chanted, "You tapped out." Gunther said he didn't plan to insult Punk or create any drama. Gunther said they were both there to not make friends, but make money and win championships. Gunther said Punk considers himself the best in the world, just as he considers himself that. But the difference is, I have the title. You do not, and whoever holds it means they are the best in the world. Both men have egos, big egos, one would say. Gunther said the difference is that his ego is justified, and it's just not what based on what fans think. It's based on results. Gunther said he would make Punk regret ever stepping foot in a professional wrestling ring. Gunther said he'll maul Punk, choke him out, and drop him like a wet towel. Gunther said Punk would never be the best in the world. Gunther said at least Punk will have the degenerate fans cheering his name for the rest of his life. Mic drop from Gunther. Solid opening segment.
Very solid opening segment. I mean, it's kind of a clash of personalities, and I think Gunther is very much stepping up to the plate on it, because I think he understands that, especially to be on par with Punk, he does have to be a little bit more edgy. Mm-hmm. And he does have to push more. He can't rely on what he sort of has in the past, and he's been working on that, especially in the feuds with Jay and some of the other ones that he's had, where more of his personality has been coming out in his character, because before he was just, you know, the strict, you know, ring general kind of thing. It's not a clash, it's a cult of personality. You're so funny, Brad. But, like, it's, you see Gunther growing as a performer and changing and evolving, and that's really nice. And I don't know, I'm curious to see where this goes. I know we don't have much time left before SummerSlam, but, like, I'm interested in this build, because it's something different, I feel like, for both of them, because I don't know, they've never faced one-on-one
on TV.
So this is something brand new that we've never seen, and you don't really know what to expect, and that's super exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Paul Heyman. He brought Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed to the ring. He said before he comes out, he is allowed to get off his chest. But then Roman Reigns came right out. Heyman said he would never want to be disrespectful or rude. He said, but everyone was chanting asshole at him, so they're off to a bad start. Fans were chanting OTC. Heyman said he never want to be where they were, where it seemed he was disrespectful or rude, like someone born in Texas. Heyman told Reigns that Seth Rollins would be out of action for a long, long time, which opens up a leadership void in this little group he's put together. Heyman said if Reigns thought about it, they could fix this and put the things back together. And he mentioned what comes with him is Braun Breaker, Big Bronson Reed. Heyman told Reigns that he knows they are far better together than apart. You'll always be my family because I love you, my tribal chief. Fans chanted, "You sold out." Reigns told Heyman he'd have to put on that on pause because there's one thing he forgot to. Fans acknowledged him. Reigns recalled Heyman wanting him to lead. Reigns said a few years ago he would have considered those words wise from a wise man. But you're not a wise man anymore. You're a dumbass. Braun Breaker started getting mad. Reigns told Braun Breaker to sit under the learning tree. Can we never mention learning trees? He said a few years from now, when Breaker's the man in WWE, Heyman would try to take all the credit. He said he's heard a lot of people take credit for creating the Tribal Chief, but it wasn't Paul Heyman, it was the people. Because they're still acknowledging him right now. Heyman was part of the success, but not in not keeping the title. But the Usos were, Solo was, even Sami Zayn helped. Reigns said he lost the title and went home to raise the future bloodline. Reigns said Heyman couldn't create the bloodline because that was God's work. Reigns says it bothers him that Heyman was just a business partner, but he made him more than that. He was family. But then Paul Heyman threw it all away. Reigns said Heyman threw it away for someone he hadn't talked to in a decade. Reigns told Heyman that Heyman not to ever say he ruined the bloodline. I didn't ruin the bloodline. This dumbass did. Braun Breaker is still upset. Gives him the microphone. We don't want to hear from you anymore. You're yesterday's news. You're the old dog. You were relevant 5 years ago. That was your prime. Breaker said he was happy that Reigns didn't accept Heyman's offer. Breaker said he knows Heyman wouldn't stab him back because he holds value in WWE, whereas Reigns is just worthless. I'm the big dog now. I'm the top dog. I'm the future of the WWE. I'm the man now. So what do you do to do what you do best, Roman? Turn around and leave. Roman took a step back. Says, I didn't hear anything you just said. He said, I don't think your mic was working. Tossed him his mic. Gives him a Superman punch. Took one after Bronson Reed. The two men started that got back control. Hit a spear. Bronson Reed goes to the top of the tsunami. Out comes Jey Uso. Everybody, yeet. Roman Reigns and Jey Uso cleared house. Fans started to go wild. Everyone was yeeting, including Roman Reigns, even though he said it was AI, to end Monday Night Raw. Reaction?
One, this was really good. This was super good. Braun Breaker, I'm sorry, I mean this with no offense, is not on Roman's level.
Not yet.
It was in the way that he was cutting the promo that they kind of fell to that stock standard, you're the old guy, I'm the new guy. It's basically the only thing I could hear is, it's my yard now. Like when it was Roman and Taker.
I mean, he did say that too.
And like, that's all I could think of. And that's all I could hear when this promo was going on. And it's like, there was a point where I think Braun said something to the effect of Roman had done nothing for the company, or like Braun was doing everything and Roman had done nothing, and whatever it was. But I sat there and I was like, dude, he carried the company for like 4 years on his back. Love him or hate him. Like, he came back after COVID and they put that title on him and they formed the bloodline, and Roman carried that shit for like 4 years. And it just kind of took me out of it for a second because it was just like... Yeah, I guess you can say that, but it felt like a little, it didn't come off as a good look to me on Braun, because it spoke to a level of like ignorance that shouldn't be there, you know, especially with Heyman being involved. Like, you shouldn't have Braun making those comments with Heyman standing right there, because Heyman should have the wherewithal to educate his people. That, hey, by the way, this is what went down in the bloodline. And you should have more had Braun pointing out Roman's weaknesses, because he's been with Seth and he's with Heyman. And you should have had Braun go more for Roman's weaknesses rather than his ego, which is what Braun kind of did. And so to me, it was like it made Braun look a little lesser, and you can tell the difference between Roman's experience level and Braun's experience level, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, Braun will get better, but you could see the difference between the two. And so, like, I feel like you could have done a more of a service to Braun by writing something that would put them a little bit more on an even level, but maybe that was it, and it just didn't resonate with me. But like the promo was good, especially Roman coming out and no selling Heyman and no selling the whole thing. And, you know, at the end where he does the mic'd punch, you know, where he's like, hey, do me a favor, hold this for me. And then he like punches Braun and the brawl breaks out and Jay shows up and the whole thing. Like, let's see, Heyman should have stood up more to Roman than trying to apologize to him. He should be pushing back like he would when he was in the Bloodline. I don't think that's going to happen just yet. I would have liked to have seen Heyman acknowledge that Roman kind of left him out to dry a little bit, like after Roman left. I don't know if that's standing up to him or not, but I would like to see Heyman be just a little bit more bitter about that, just because of everything that happened in the wake of Roman losing the title and leaving, and the whole fallout from that, and the fact that to survive, Heyman has had to like glom onto Seth, who has now gotten hurt, and now it's Braun and Braun. You know, it's the Brawns, and he's out here with the Brawns, and you know, because we know he likes to chase gold, he likes to chase money. And, you know, he has Bronson, but like, it's not the same as what it was in the Bloodline. He's not eating lobster every night kind of thing. So I would like to see him be a little bit more bitter on that. But overall, I thought this was good. I thought this was a decent continuation. I would be curious to see Braun versus Roman.
But we're not getting just because that. I feel like,
huh?
But we're not getting that.
No, we're not. But I would like to see it one day because that would be physical as fuck.
And we will probably get it one day, but at SummerSlam, it was made official over social media, will be Roman Reigns and the Yeet Man Jey Uso taking on the Braun and Braun connection at SummerSlam.
I mean, I'll take it. I won't complain at all about that. I think it's a good setup for what's going to come down later because, you know, you can do Braun versus Braun, or you can do Braun versus Roman, you can do Bronson versus Roman, you can do Braun versus Jey, you can do Bronson versus Jey. You know, da 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 da. I think the obviously the curiosity is how long Seth is going to be gone for, because nobody really knows. It could be a couple months. It could be till next year. That information is being kept very, very quiet intentionally. So, you know, if Seth rolls up in 2 weeks and cashes in the Money in the Bank, we know what's up. But yeah, like you have legs to at least buy time for Seth to potentially come back or set up other things coming out of this. But it's a good feud for Braun and Bronson working with Roman and Jey, especially yeah. Roman, because this will boost both of them in a very good way.
That was Raw.
That was Raw. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night is another edition of CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, they preview SummerSlam and talk about the Hawkster brother, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to try something a little different when we do SummerSlam preview on Sunday, so stick around. Let's just stick around next week because we're going to do it here too. We'll talk about that when we talk about it. But it's Sunday night, WTR, Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, Raw Potion, whatever Raw ends, we'll be live talking about it. Usually around 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We're back next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern for another edition of Rack. Previewing SummerSlam, and our SummerSlam Day 1 review will be available live right after SummerSlam ends a week from Saturday. It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts, just search for the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. So watch on by clicking the purple button directly below the screen. You can use Kirikou Rocksack or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy the Fantastic Four tomorrow or Bob Ross emo today. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. Yes, go buy your Fantastic Four skins. Anyway, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LANSWRD. You can follow me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@Lynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok at Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel. It's at VGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. Like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week, and hopefully it's a better week for everybody. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.